Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church of God radio broadcast. This is Fred Barrows, and we thank you for joining us here today. It is our desire to lift up Jesus Christ through the precious preaching of the gospel. This ministry comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to introduce to you our evangelist, Brother Larry Dishman, who has a timely message from God's Word.
Have you all heard about the good news? This is the day of Jubilee. Leviticus 25, verse number 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. The space of 7 Sabbaths of a year shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day, 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of the vine undress, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thyself of thy neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. This is the day of Jubilee. Isaiah had Jubilee in view when he penned the following prophecy of Christ. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." The Lord our Savior had just returned from his baptism and consecration to his great ministry. Entering into the synagogue at Nazareth, there was given unto him a roll of Isaiah, from which he read a portion of that prophecy. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." In other words, Jesus was saying, "I am divinely inspired to speak to you today." He taught the people that he was in truth the long predicted and long expected Messiah. The last sentence of the scripture, which he quoted, evidently refers to this year of Jubilee. And thus, he gives that era of the gospel of the direct application of that celebrated and joyous season. No doubt, they had heard this scripture read many times, but they never had heard it like this. When he finished reading this passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah, it said all their eyes was fastened upon him. And here's what he said, exactly what Isaiah said: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." He spoke of the freedom to the prisoners and releasing the oppressed and proclaiming the year of the Lord. What other year could he have meant but the year of Jubilee. All this, as we look at it, we see here that Christ preached this message. And then on the day of Pentecost, he called men to preach this same message. And they went everywhere preaching the word of God, preaching anointed message, healing the brokenhearted, preaching deliverance to the captives, recovering the sight to those that are blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jubilee definition, a joyful shout or a great sounding of trumpets. The trumpets were to sound with acclamations of great joy. The proclamation was to be to all the people. It wasn't just for a few predestinated ones, but thank God it was to all the people of the land. To this, doubtly, the psalmist refers to when he says in Psalms 89 and verse number 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Thank God for the joyful sound. The joyful sound is the sound of the trumpet sounding the day of Jubilee. Its commencement was proclaimed by a great blast of trumpets throughout the land. It was associated with abundant provisions. The meaning of the Jubilee celebration to Israel. Jubilee was a year-long event that took place just every 50 years. Jubilee was a time of great celebration for Israel. Amen. And it was especially, according to verse number 12, a holy time. The Jews had a wonderful system of worship. It provided of 6 days of labor and then a Sabbath of rest. It also prescribed a rest for the land every 7 years. It was a year of glad tidings. And then it incorporated a year of Jubilee every 50th year. Seven sevens plus one. Every 50th year was Israel to have a holy memorial. The year of Jubilee was an accepted time and the day of salvation to many in Israel. The sound of the trumpet of Jubilee was a sound of atonement. In the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet to sound, according to verse number 9. The year of Jubilee was ushered in on that great atonement. This was the most sacred day on the Jewish calendar. On this day, a bullock was slain as a sin offering, a ram as a burnt offering, and a scapegoat symbolically bear away sins or the people in that day. On this day, the mercy seat was sprinkled, and the priest in the holiest place interceded for the people and then came forth to bless them in the name of the Lord. Now the whole of these services had a distinct reference to the death and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Not only his death, but let's not leave out the resurrection. They had no virtue or value, but as they typified the atonement that Christ would make someday. And that atonement is the basis of this gospel dispensation. There can be no tidings of mercy and salvation to the sinner, but through the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what brings about this great day of Jubilee. Luke 24 and 46 says, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. The gospel day of Jubilee is based on the sacrifice, not of a lamb, not of a goat, but on the sacrifice that Jesus Christ paid upon the cross of Calvary. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, and verse number 9, Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. I'm just so glad to be able to bring you the good tidings that the blood of Jesus Christ still goes deeper than the stain of sin has gone. Thank God that blood, after all these years, can still make the vilest sinner clean. It makes no difference how dirty a sinner may be, how ungodly he may be, no matter if he's in the depths of sin, the blood of Jesus Christ still makes him clean. Thank God for a better blood. Thank God for a better covenant. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is the day of Jubilee. There can be no joyful sound to sinful man apart from the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. It began upon that atonement day of Christ, and that's the basis for the occasion. Friend, the trumpet needs a living man to blow it, and it must have God's authority before it can be a divine message to those who hear it. Christ died for our sins. He rose again for our justification, and therefore the great trumpet of atonement is still being blown. Amen. Jubilee began on the day of atonement. Christ came to fulfill that literal day of Jubilee. The sound of Jubilee trumpet was a sound of liberty. Thank God for liberty. I've found liberty in Christ Jesus. Some folks feel sorry for us because we pressed our way out to the house of God. But what they don't understand is nobody's making us do this. Thank God for the glorious liberty that there is in Christ Jesus. He said, "Ye shall proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants." Christ's atonement, amen, it causes an individual to have liberty down in the soul. Jubilee was a year of redemption, restoration, when those who were poor or in bondage were set free and restored their rightful inheritance. Jubilee was a time of liberty. All the Hebrew servants were released. Jubilee was a time when all the Jewish servants were set free. The sounding of the trumpet at the lips of God's holy ones was the publishing of the glad tidings. This deliverance for the bond slave was immediate and complete on the hearing and believing of the good tidings. The sound was for the ear, but the message was for the heart. What a marvelous provision this was that God made back here in the Old Testament. How many landless slaves in poorer countries of the world today would wish they could live under such laws today? All shackles were released on that day. The bond servant, thank God, was now free. Universal liberty prevailed all throughout the land, according to Leviticus, the 25th chapter and verse number 39. Oh, thank God for freedom. Thank God for liberty. This is the day of Jubilee. We don't have to walk around like we're all bound up because we've been set free, saints of God. Romans 6:22 says, "But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." No wonder the Bible says in the book of Galatians and the 5th chapter and verse number 1, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage." The effects of the gospel is to break that hard bondage. If you're without Christ, you may be bound up by the habits of life. You may be bound up with things you'd like to be set free from. That's what the gospel does. That's what the power of God does. It breaks that bondage and it sets the sinner free. Yes, thank God, this is the day of Jubilee. Thank God for freedom. Thank God to be able to be set free in a world that's full of sin and corruption, that we can have liberty in Christ. Amen. Freedom, glorious freedom. Jesus said in the book of St. John, the 8th chapter, and verse number 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The gospel does not literally open up prison doors in this grace dispensation, but it releases the mind that's been captive under sin and sets the sinner free. This is what is meant here in the Word of God. This meant that no Israelite could ever be in permanent slavery. The sound of Jubilee was also the sound of forgiveness. This is the day of Jubilee. This is the day that God stands ready to forgive you, sinner friend, regardless of where you've been, regardless of what you've done, regardless of how far you've wandered away from home. This is the day of Jubilee. You can be forgiven. At Jubilee, all the debts were forgiven. Some of us could use a Jubilee right now, couldn't we? At Jubilee, all the debts were forgiven through Christ. First event, all past sins of God's people are forever forgiven. Even the debt of the poverty of a man did not hinder him from enjoying the grace of Jubilee, but it just made him a more fit subject for the day of Jubilee. To the poor, the gospel is preached. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This is the day of Jubilee. The sound of the Jubilee trumpet was a sound of rest. You've been laboring. The day of Jubilee was a year of rest. It's a year of rest from toil. It was kept as a Sabbath unto the Lord. It was a time of rest. Amen. The gospel of Christ proclaims rest to the weary and heavy laden. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse number 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's got rest for the weary soul. He's got rest from the labors of sin, rest from a guilty conscience, rest from the galling yoke of Satan. Yes, dear ones, note the rest that the Bible talks about here in Psalms 116 and verse number 7. It says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. We which have believed, thank God, according to Hebrews in the 4th chapter, we do enter into rest. That's not talking when we get to heaven. Thank God, it's at conversion. When we get saved, we enter into rest. That's why the Bible said there in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and verse number 1, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which believe do enter into rest. As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Jubilee was a time to cease from labor through Christ. First advent, men spiritually can rest from their labors. The sound of the Jubilee trumpet was a sound of plenty. He tells us there in the 25th chapter and verse number 19, ye shall eat your fill and dwell safely. Thank God. You can be satisfied. You can be secure. You can know you're on your way to heaven. You can lay down at night and know you got a peace that if you never wake up, you're ready to go. What a gospel, made safe in a place of plenty, lying down in green pastures. The unsearchable riches of Christ is our holy land. All ours and yours for ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. It's a year of abundance and festivity and gladness. During the year of Jubilee, the fruits of the land were common property. The gospel calls us to enjoy all the blessings of God. It proclaims a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The sound of Jubilee trumpet was a sound of all debts being canceled. Everyone would begin over anew, free from bondage or encumbrance. The sound of Jubilee trumpet was a sound of restoration. Thank God all that we lost through failure and sin is restored to us in the day of Jubilee. All that was lost in Adam is restored in Jesus Christ. Amen. Made nigh by the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No wonder the psalmist said, he restoreth my soul. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That meant no Israelite could ever be in permanent slavery. The sound of the trumpet Jubilee was a sound of brotherly love. In the 25th chapter, verse number 17, he said, you shall not oppress one another, but fear the Lord thy God. The New Testament lets us know by this, shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. We must love the unworthy ones as we unworthy ones have been loved. That's the way we can love unworthy ones, because we too were unworthy of the love of God. We can forgive because we have been forgiven. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The sound of Jubilee was the trumpet, the sound of inheritance, having your inheritance restored unto you. All true Israelites had their inheritance restored if through misfortune it had become lost. Thank God, through Jesus Christ, we regained the love and the favor of God, the fountain of every other blessing. We regain our sonship and our likeness to God. We regain a heavenly renewed nature. We regain a title to glory and honor and riches and dominion in the heavenly paradise. We become heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What about that inheritance? Ephesians 1, verse number 11, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. 1 Peter 1, 4, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven. Glory be to God. This is the day of Jubilee. Acts 26, verse number 18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. The most important, significant events of Bible history occurred exactly on the day of Jubilee. The Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 10:11, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the world are to come. Thank God for this wonderful day of Jubilee. I've been enjoying the Jubilee. Colossians 2:17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. That day of Jubilee, as wonderful as it was, is just a shadow of this gospel day. I want you to listen to something. For most people, this celebration occurred only once in their lifetime. The day of Jubilee in the Old Testament, it didn't last forever. There came an end all those blessings, having the debt canceled, the liberty that they could enjoy, the rest, the forgiveness, the inheritance. But you could wait too late. And so it is with this gospel day. It's going to come to an end. So we encourage you, if you're not a Christian, take advantage of the acceptable year of the Lord. If you, as a sinner and a backslider, continue to reject Christ, the day of Jubilee will someday come to an end as far as you're concerned. Sinner, you are like the people in the Old Testament. You're like the Israelites. You owe a great debt, and you'll never be able to pay that debt. There's no way you can pay the debt you owe. But this is the day of Jubilee. That debt can be cleared out forever and ever. There's liberty in Christ. I hear people say, well, I'd get saved, but I don't think that I can live it. That's right. I'm glad you're learning. You can't live it. But I tell you, when you get a real experience with God, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside. He gives you the power. Amen. Not only does he save you, he's got keeping power. And the Bible says he's able to keep you from falling. You can enjoy forgiveness of sin. I tell you, it is a wonderful thing. Be able to lay your head down at night and know I'm forgiven. I'm saved, and I'm on my way to heaven. If you're not saved, there's a rest that you don't know anything about. I once didn't know anything about it. But I'm resting in Jesus tonight. My body still gets wore out, but my soul is resting in Jesus. God's got an inheritance for you. Far, far more than anything mom and dad could leave, God's got an inheritance. One that fadeth not away. Christian, don't walk around like you're bound up. You're free. Amen. Don't walk around like you're still in debt. Christ paid the price. Glory be to God. This is the day of Jubilee.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. We invite you to our services today. For transportation, you can call 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. I want to let you know of another camp meeting that's coming to you here in just another week. It begins next Sunday morning at the Church of God at God's Acres. There will be two main services each day. The services will start at 10 o'clock and 7 p.m. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you is our prayer.